With SRN News, I'm Jeremy House in Washington. The United States is investigating an unauthorized release of classified documents that assess Israel's plans to attack Iran and note that Israel continues to move military assets in place to conduct a military strike in response to Iran's ballistic missile attack on October 1st. Also on SRNews.com, Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump is vowing to improve the economy for average Americans.
We will get your energy bill, everybody in the audience, including businesses, down by 50% from 1 year from when we take office. And when that happens, everything else is going to follow.
The former president spoke at a campaign rally in Lancaster, Pennsylvania last night. The race for the White House is kicking into high gear 15 days before the election.
On the trail today, Vice President Harris will join former Republican Congresswoman Liz Cheney for a series of campaign events across the Blue Wall battleground states. They'll make stops in Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, and Michigan. Meanwhile, former President Trump is headed to Asheville, North Carolina, to see the devastation of Hurricane Helene and deliver remarks. He'll hold a rally in Greensboro tomorrow night. Greg Clugston, The White House.
South Korea has summoned the Russian ambassador to demand the immediate pullout of North Korean troops allegedly deployed in Russia. South Korea's spy agency said last week it had confirmed that North Korea sent 1,500 special operations forces to Russia earlier this month to support Russia's war against Ukraine. For the first time in 43 years, the New York Yankees and Los Angeles Dodgers will meet in the World Series beginning Friday night at Dodger Stadium. On Wall Street, Dow futures are down 65 points. NASDAQ futures are off just over 93. This is SRN News. Kamala Harris has found a new constituency.
Pornographers. A $100,000 campaign called Hands Off My Porn is seeking to get the Democratic presidential candidate elected in November. The pornographers who are backing the effort fear that former President Trump and other conservative candidates will move to limit their profits if elected. Harris recently appeared on Call Her Daddy, a podcast that focuses on sexuality and is known for the vulgarities and explicit language of its female host. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Texas is suing a Dallas doctor over accusations that she's been providing puberty-blocking drugs to children in order to help them live as the opposite sex. The lawsuit announced by Republican Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton alleges that Dr. May Lau, a physician in the Dallas area, provided hormones to over 20 minors in violation of a Texas ban. This is SRN News. A new contract has been reached for mail delivery workers.
The U.S. Postal Service says it welcomes an agreement reached with the National Association of Letter Carriers Union. The tentative contract agreement still must be ratified by some 200,000 mail delivery workers. The members of the Letter Carriers Union have been working without a contract for more than a year. The deal includes backdated pay raises and the promise that their mail trucks will be updated with air conditioning. Letter carriers who work in cities will see three annual pay raises by 2025 and cost of living adjustments. Rural workers are covered by a different union. I'm Jackie Quinn.
An indigenous senator told King Charles III that Australia is not his land as the British royal visited Australia's parliament. The senator was escorted out of a parliamentary reception. More details at SRNews.com.